Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam Dotson from FreeKing.com.
Do you got the camera back?
Well, not yet. My lawyer wrote me last week and said that the lieutenant or whoever it was out of town this week, so I'm going to call first thing on Monday and go take a look at it, see if it's working or not.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that. We hope we get this settled.
Me too. I'm calling about something else, though, city-related, that I'm hoping you guys can look into. I was going to shoot something in Central Square on a day where it was overcast, and I was possibly needing some lights. And I know there's a fee thing for $10 to pay for the electricity or whatever. So I went down to Parks and Recs to pay that and get the electricity turned on. And the lady there told me that now it's $50 for Railroad Square and for Central Square because of, she said it was the 410 or the 420 people going down there, that they got an electricity bill that was more than the money that they had collected to pay for the electricity. And she seemed, I don't know, maybe it was just me, but she seemed like really angry about it and blaming the 420 people. You know, I'm one of those, I guess, and I go down there to hang out and stuff. And I've never used the power, and clearly I was going in there to actually pay for it. And I feel like, I don't know, government, when I look at it, I see them kind of dividing people around a certain issue and then forcing the one-size must-fit-all government solution on the minority. And I think it, by its nature, puts people against each other, and I think that this is another case of that, and I'm hoping that we can find some other solution rather than just make the fee really outrageous from $10 to $50 for, you know, what might be $2 worth of power. And what they're saying is that they have to now send somebody out to turn the power on, and that's where the extra $40 is coming from. And I don't know if there's another solution, maybe a number pad or something on the breaker box where you can give the code to somebody and let them go in and flip the breakers themselves, or maybe a timer that they can turn on remotely or something like that. But I hate to see the fee go up like that and go up so dramatically because, you know, the city has all this time just left the power on at these places and hoped that people wouldn't use it.
Okay, I have no idea, and Phil looks as
yeah, we both looked at each other, yeah, like we had no idea.
We had no idea this was going on or anything about it. Let me see if I can find out this week, and I'll report back next week.
Sam, just so you know, we had an interesting presentation from the people at Honeywell this week, and eventually this will be able to be done remotely.
Technology's there to do it, and you know, that's going to cost some money, but if that's a way to keep the fee down to maybe $20 or something, I mean, I feel like the city's partly to blame here, because if you leave power on in a city park, it's only natural that people using the park are going to check the outlets, and if they can plug in their radio or whatever, they're probably going to do that. So I feel like it's kind of penalizing the people who want to go through the process and pay the city and do it right for the folks that are using the power. But I don't know. I feel like there's a better way that this could be done.
But through this new program with Honeywell, you could be sitting 5 miles away and just hit a button and turn on the electricity, you know, at another location.
It's amazing what they're doing with technology these days.
And there's one thing I just wanted to say to you. When you first started the conversation, you said you wanted to shoot something in Central Square, and I immediately thought you were going to be there with a gun killing somebody.
Oh, come on, not me.
So you probably should say I wanted to film something.
The camera is my gun.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning. It's Ian from FreeKing.com. I heard you guys were talking about World War II, getting people to call in with their stories.
You don't remember a thing about it, and don't try to tell me that you do.
Right. Now, it's a little before my time.
Okay.
But I do know that, you know, from looking at history, it was just a horrible time from, around the world, and specifically here. You know, I don't know if people, if everybody's aware of this, younger people may not be, but the United States federal government, as you know, actually rounded up Japanese and German Americans and put them into internment camps, which was pretty disturbing, not to mention dropping, you know, an atomic weapon on innocent people. And of course, it bears pointing out that World War II probably never would have happened because it was essentially an extension of World War I, and likely occurred because the United States federal government got involved in the First World War, which, of course, was contrary to what Woodrow Wilson was elected on. He, as you likely are aware, ran on a campaign of keeping the government out of war. And then, of course, went back on his word and went in and tipped the scales and essentially forced the ouster of I think it was the German chancellor at the time, which, of course, made way for Hitler's rise to power. So really it was the U.S. federal government that could be blamed as responsible for causing, you know, down the line all of the destruction that came from World War II in the first place. So it's unfortunate that the government people just can't mind their own business and do as the founding fathers suggested, and not get involved in alliances around the world, because they just inevitably lead to more conflict. And the more conflict you have, the more violence is created, and it becomes a nasty cycle of you know, death and destruction, as we've seen more recently over in the Middle East. After the United States gets in and meddles over there, that results in terrorism strikes and things like that, resulting in people getting angry and making them want to go and you know, commit violence back. So it's just been the history of this government has just been, and all governments, it's just a sad history of violence. Just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning.
Okay. Goodbye now.